We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, towards the middle of the Amid. Eis ve'Abaye. Abaye asked Akashe. Since this is Akashe and Rabbe, Amevashel. We learned in the Baraisa, Amevashel Gidhan Noshe Becholov Biyonte. A person cooked a Gidhan Noshe Becholov Biyonte Ba'oichloi. And he ate it. So for these actions, loike chomesh, you get 5 malkas. Loike mishum mevashel gid beyonte, is loike als mevashel gid. That's not called oichel nefesh. It's a machel oser, so it's not called oichel nefesh. Beloike mishum oichel gid, is loike als tachil of the gid. Beloike mishum mevashel boso becholov. That's a bazunder aveira of cooking boso becholov afilo bechol. Beloike mishum oichel boso becholov. Beloike mishum havore. And he's loike als the lav of havore. That means he, in chilu yontev, there are 2 aveiras that he had done. When he kindled the flame, so he made a havore shleila tzayich oichel nefesh. And he put the pot on the flame, so then he was, he's over, it's a bishul beyontim. It is not a bishul of oichel nefesh. Before we see the Gemara's kasha, let's just see the first taisvis, v'loike mishum avore, v'perik aleph debeya oma homani beishamai. The Gemara says that this is going according to beishamai, the less lohumitoich. Beis Shammai holds, Havore was only huta l'tzorech oichel nefesh, so even though this person wants to eat macholas asuris, but this is not considered oichel nefesh, macholas asuris are not considered oichel nefesh. Avole Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, shori. But according to Beis Hillel, you don't need oichel nefesh. You're saying, b'toich shehutra havore letzoirech, hutra nami shaloi letzoirech. Af al gav de tzoir shiye tzoirech hayoy. Frektach toisves, afilo according to Beis Hillel, not allowed to make havore shaloi letzoirech klal. You need havore letzoirech, there has to be yipsa tzoirech hayoy. Hanami choshev tzoirech hayoy. Even though he only can eat it be'iser, he's eating macholas asuris. So Taisa says in Be'ya, there's a ktas, or the Rosh says, there's a ktas simchas yomtev. He wants to eat macholas asuris. So Mamela, so he enjoys it. So that's called a tzeirach hayoyim ktas. Oichel nefesh, it doesn't fall into the category of oichel nefesh, but a tzeirach hayoyim tzas, it is considered. But al kaponim, so this barais is going according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, you need a tzeirach oichel nefesh. So say out the iser bishul, and say out the iser havore, there's no oichel nefesh. He's not cooking oichel nefesh, and he's not making a havore, a tzeirach oichel nefesh. So Abaye asked, "V'i amrinen hoyo?" But if there's a svara of hoyo, havore loy lechayev. So why is he chayev an havore? Hoyo dechazi loy letzolchoy. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Hoyo dechazi loy letzolchoy levashel velechel." That means he could use this fire. That means the vial, he made a fire. And the usage, the vial he made out of this fire was a usage of shaloi letzoich oichel nefesh. He put on macholas asuris. But this person can go and put on macholas kshayris on it now. He could still, the fire didn't become extinguished, so he could still use this fire. There's a potential use of this fire for macholas motoris. So why is he like it? Just like ha'ifem miyantav lechoil. So Memela, since there's a potential, oichel nefesh that oichel might come, so the potential usage of oichel nefesh on this fire, he can cook macholas mutoris. So the Rabbeinu David asks Akasha, he says, how is it speaking? is it speaking that he didn't eat? This person is before his suda. So then Rabbi Nedovit says, we had already mentioned this svara, he says, if a person did not eat, so memela, then afilu Rav Chizda is moide, that whatever he does is considered a tzayach ha'ichol nefesh. The whole chiddush of the whole machloikas Rav Chizda and Rabbi is, if he had eaten already, so for him it's not oimet for ha'ichol nefesh. So then, do you fabricate siyurim of dilmeikle oichem? Oichem might come. That's when you need the heter of hoyo. But if he himself didn't eat, so you have here a potential oichol nefesh, even though he doesn't, even b'shas maisi, he doesn't intend to eat it, he intends to put it away for meitzoy yontif, that's ichah called oichol nefesh. That is how the Rabbi Nedovit brings, and the Rabbi Miri says, roiv rishayinim, hold like that. And that's what Sirashi always mentioned, that's after the Sudeh. So, frekt the Rabbi Nedovit, if it's speaking about that he had not eaten yet, so who are you asking a kasha? You're asking a kasha and Rabbi? This is a problem according to everyone. What is the Eisvei? Everyone holds, you say, this hoyel if he had not eaten. Zuck the Rabbi Nedovit, so it is speaking about that he had eaten. That he had eaten already. He's after his meal. That's what Rabbi Nedovit says. So now let's understand. So he's after his meal already. So if it's after his meal, the Gemara Vaistois, the hoyel is not because he could use it to cook for Oichen. The Gemara says he could use it to cook for himself. The Gemara says, he could use it for himself. It's after his meal. How could he use it for himself? We just mentioned Rabbi Nechananu says, so l'chayre, this is like the Gemara before Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara mentioned a similar hoyel by a behema mesukenes. The Gemara says that if this shahus to eat a kizayis of tzli, so memele you're allowed to shecht it. And the Gemara wants to say, if you hold hoyel, it's good. If you hold hoyel, it's so he can still eat it. So even though it's speaking about that he had eaten, Rashi says, it's speaking about that he had eaten his suda. Yeah. It's speaking about that he had eaten already. So, afal pikein pasta hoyel. So it seems if the whole meduber is only on a kezayis, you don't have to come on to oichim. I mean, since there's a possibility he could still eat a kezayis, so there's such a hoyel that maybe it's a remote possibility, but it's not worse than the remote possibility of oichim coming. So memele, so that is pshat in the Gemara's kash, l'chayit. If you hold hoyel, so even though he had eaten, there's still a remote possibility. The Gemara doesn't come on to him. There's a remote possibility he could eat. He could put up macholis ksheiris and he'll cook a kezayis for himself. So the abore was letzayrech yonte. But if you so then it's shver. So why are you loike als havore? But if you hold, if you don't say. Hoyel, so then it's very good. If you don't say hoyel, so that's why Pashtus, he won't eat anymore. The fire was made for the Macholas Asuris, and Memela, so it's Avore Shaloy Letzayrech Yont. That is L'chayr Pshat, according to the Rabbeinu David. I'm a little unclear if it is speaking about that this person had eaten already, as I zuk the Rabbeinu David klo. So let us understand bechlal de bereise. We have a person that had eaten, and a mevashel, now he's cooking basa b'cholov. And it seems he's cooking the basa b'cholov for himself to eat. He's cooking it for himself. He finished eating already. He ended his suda. So weiss doch ois, that, just like we had before, that if we hear that if a person is ma'anis himself to eat an achila gase, that's also called tzairich oichel nefesh. That's why yet adaf menvavu medbeis via behema mesukenes. According to Rav Chisda, if he's ma'anis himself to eat, even though he had eaten already, that has a tzairich oichel nefesh. So memeila, if it would not, so this is the story over here. The story over here is that he had already eaten. For some reason, he's cooking now basa b'cholov. So if basa b'cholov would be mutter, if basa b'cholov would be mutter, so memeila, so it's called a habor l'tzayich oichel nefesh. It's called bishul l'tzayich. He's cooking it. He wants to eat it. He's full already, but if he wants to eat it, so that has, it's called oichel nefesh. But since it's macholis asuris, so therefore it doesn't have a shame oichel nefesh, so therefore he's loike al tzavor and al tzmevashel. But if this is the story, I don't understand why loike beis hillel you should be potter. According to beis hillel, you're potter al tzmitoich. So we mentioned, what is the mitoich over here? The mitoich is that even though there's no tzorech oichel nefesh, there's a tzorech tzas, there's a simchis yontev. Now, in simchis yontev, I don't know if achila gase, there's a simchis yontev, and that's called a tzorech tzas. Bishloim, this we can understand. A person's hungry, he wants to eat macholas asuris, so even though this is not called oichel nefesh, but called a tzorech tzas. He's hungry and he wants to eat it. So that's called a tzorech tzas, which alone is a muim de kechidish. But that's what Chazal tell us. But if it is speaking about the way the Rabbeinu David says that he had eaten already, so why according to Beis Hillel, would he be potter on the Havore and the Bishul? Why is this called a Tzorech Tzas? Because he wants to eat Macholas Asuris. I mean, he wants to eat an Achil Gas of Macholas Asuris. This should be called Taka Tzorech Tzas. Epsha, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, this is Pshat in the Bereise. Now let us get back to the kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is that if you hold hoyu, so even though the havore was made specifically for macholas asuris, which does not have a shem oichel nefesh, but it can still be used for a machol shel heter. So why is he loika on havore? And for the Gemara, you're right. Okay, you're not. The Baraisa really is Bavashal Gidanosha Bechola Bloike Chomish. That the Baraisa is a Mavair, that one of the Sibis of the Malkis is Havore. No, that's a Grais. An Havore Takinat Chai. No, speaking about a Gidanosha Shonevela. So Mamela, it says he cooked it and he ate it. So he's Chayim Malkis al Tznevela. Frek the Gemara, no, you can't say that. For Tony, Rabchia said, Loikin, in the five Malkis, it's as follows. Shtayim al Achilosai. Two Malkis he gets for eating it. Visholish al Bishuloi. And three Malkis he gets for the preparation of it. It's like, this is very good. There's Havore. Avore shleil tzeich oichel nefesh, bishul shleil tzeich oichel nefesh, and bishul basa b'cholo. So the sholei shall be shulei. But the iise, if it is the way you are saying that it's speaking about a gidan nosh of nevela, sholei shal achilosei mi boilei. So then there are three malkas because of the achila, and two alts the bishul. And with the Gemara, Ella apik havore va'ayil atzei mukze. Let's forget about, so apik havore, this taker sholish al bishuloi. No, the chiyav malkis is that this is atzei mukze, and we'll see that then he's loike for the shimush of atzei mukze. So that's the sholish al bishuloi. We'll see klore in Rashi. But let's just finish the shtikel gemor. Frag the gemorah mukze di reisehu? You get malkis for using atzei mukze amalei in. Dechsi vahoyo bayoy mashishi veichinu es asher yovil. That one is only permitted to eat a dovo hamuchon. And so therefore you have to prepare it Erev Shabbos, that it should be Muchen for Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if someone uses Atzei Mukze, he's over on the love of Leisase Kol Meloche. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Loike Mishum Mevashel Gid B'yontif. Bishul She'ein Eroi. Not called Tzoyich Oichel Nefesh. V'loike Mishum Mevashel Bosa B'cholav. Afilu Hu Choyl. U'kesova Yesh B'gidim B'noisen Tam U'bosa Reim. So my melody have Bosa B'cholav. And Mishum Ha'avore Shalei L'Tzoyich. V'avore Meloche La'atzmo. The kindling, the igniting of the flame is one Meloche. Ubishal Malach Alatzman, the putting the Kedera Alaish is a second Malach. So the Gemara says, Anavor, you could say Hoyle, and for the Gemara, give Anoshe Shel Nevela, the Lake Alachi Lose Mishum Nevela. So the Gemara says, I bezoi, Chtimnish with Rabchie, because Rabchie said, Shtaim Alachi Lose, Oichel Gid, Voichel Bosa Becholov, Sholish Al Bisholi. Bishulay mishum avor de yonte, mishum bishul de yonte, mishum avashul basa b'chol, avafilu b'chol. So the Gemara answered, v'ayil atzei mukze. V'hashto leka l'meima hoyil. You can't say hoyil. Kasha was, why are you chayiv an avor? That was the kasha. Let's say hoyil, if he could use this Eight, the dishavore letzayich oichol nefesh. So Rashi says, "Bahashta leka lemeima hoyu, the midereise also lishtamish beish mukze beyontev." In a Torah, you're not allowed to be mishtamish beish mukze beyontev. We'll come back to this Rashi, but let's go a little further. Mukze diereise bitmiye. So Moses says, "Yeah, it says veheichinu." The mezumen, she mezamein kol tzolchoy hayoyin, that all the things he'll be using for Shabbos is mazmen today. The yoyimar dovor ze letzorech hayoyin. The tzorech hayoyin means letzorech mochel. That he's mazmen it, that this is oimed to be used for tomorrow. That is pshat veichinu. Napshav veichinu is that you should bake it today, you should cook it today. The mishum teirich melecha Shabbos leitzorich, that's napshav veichinu. Doch siv, it says asher teifu, eifu, veshesh tevash, lubash, vashelu. So al kaponis, what's the veichinu? We're talking about, you're not baking it and you're not cooking it. So memeila, so veichinu means that it should be muchen, it should be mezumen to be eaten. Vekiven, the lav mezumen, since this is not mezumin, mukze, something that I say mukze wasn't mezumin, va'akosuf koroi achone, and the Torah says by making something mezumin, you are preparing it, havi lo meloche. So the Torah said that if the Torah calls it vehechinu, vaistais, without your preparation, it's not muchon. So you're accomplishing something, you're making something, you're creating something with your achone. Havi lo meloche. So a person who is mechin in Shabbos or in Yom Tov, so he's creating something in Yom Tov. So this is a meloche. Va'oiver aleh mishum leisase kol meloche. So you get malchus out leisase kol meloche. Now Rashi before said that Atze Mukze Osa Lehishtamesh Be'esh Mukze Beyontev. You're not allowed to be Mishtamesh Be'esh Mukze Beyontev. So the Dvar Shmuel brings down, we're saying that he brings down from the Psalmim Roish, Pshemishtamesh Beloy Hachone Me Esmel, if one uses something that was not Muchon meyesmoil, havin kemeichin achshav letashmish zu. That means the hishtamshus alein is considered anachone. So I'm making it, it wasn't aimed to be used.
So by using it, it's avidosei mechan chosei. By using it, I'm making it usable. So that's called the usage is making the eitzim. Bezech shiva teira lemeloche. That is the meloche. Now, there's a beautiful afike yom that is ma'ira tu ha'ores an anagemore. Rashi says that you're not allowed to use it. Osa lehishtamesh be'esh medraisa, osa lehishtamesh be'esh mukze biyonta. You're not allowed to use it. That's, yeah. So there's, and if you use it, you're either alav of leisasa meloch. Fine. That's it. So, frekt da fike yom. So, lechere, if a person, so lechere is very schwer the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha, lechere, why are you over on havore? It's a hoyle. He might use this havore for himself. Now he's cooking, basa b'cholo. But he could use it for himself. So it's a havore tzorech l'nefesh. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Atzei Mukze. If it is speaking about Atzei Mukze, so Rashi says, Osa lishtamish be'esh mukze beyond, if you can't use Atzei Mukze. The usage of Atzei Mukze is anisa leisasa komoloch, he can't use it. So lechere, so besides the lav of using Atzei Mukze, we have another lav. So now it's a havore shalei letzeirech. I mean, the whole kasha was, I can use this eish letzayrech eichel nefesh. I can use this eish letzayrech. That was the whole kasha. Why is he like al tzavo? I could use this letzayrech eichel nefesh. So the Gemara made in the Kimtet speaking about atzei mukze. So atzei mukze also lishtamish. You can't use it for eichel nefesh. If you can't use it for eichel nefesh, so maybe that should be over an havore. So you should be like a sheish, not chomesh. That's number one. And number two, the Gemara says, apik havore, it's not apik havore. If it's speaking about atzei mukze, so you have sai havore and sai atzei mukze. Azay frek tafik ayom. Zok tafik ayom amu'uyim de keteres. Lady brings that batsim, his chiddush, he found him psalmim roish. So tafik ayom says like this. Our gemara says a chiddush that if a person is using mukze, that's called a meloche. We mentioned before from the psalmim roish, using something that's not muchin, have kim meichin achshav, I'm being meichin it now. That's called a meloche. Zogt afike yom, good, it's a meloche. It's a meloche. To use mukze in yomtev, it's called a meloche. He says, but he asks a very pertinent question. You know, bishul is also a meloche, shchit is also a meloche, fafi is also a meloche. But the din is, in yomtev, a meloche letzayrech oichel nefesh is mutter. So lechayra, I feel this, and now we just want machadish as a new meloche. This a meloche, like sasa called meloche, not allowed to use mukze. That's also a meloche. Because when you use mukze, you're making it mucha. Fine, that's a meloche. You're being making it. It's also a meloche. Frekter, aber a meloche letzayrech oichel nefesh is mutter. So he says, amayra dikazach, he says, einachanami. He says, mukze is also, it's a meloche, but letzayich oichel nefesh, it is takim mutter. So memelis, he says, it's everything is farinfeld. So he says, when this person cooked basar b'cholov on atzei mukze. So when he was cooking the basar b'cholov, he was doing now a meloche with mukze. Shiloi letzayich oichel nefesh. So sepasnish kein hoyel on this, because now he's using mukze. So on the shimush of bishul basa b'cholov, he's like as leisase kol meloche. Putting down a pot of basa b'cholov over this eish is leisase kol meloche. I'm doing a meloche. I'm using mukze. By using mukze, it's called, you're preparing the mukze. That's called a meloche. So this is taka meloche.
Because if I decide later to use this for Eichel Nefesh, so you're allowed to use it for Eichel Nefesh. This Moloche, the Moloche of using Muktzah, is not worse than any other Moloche that's Mutal Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. So Memele, that's Pshan the Gemara. Apik Havore, and Havore you'll never be like it. Even though it's Muktzah. Because Muktzah is also Mutal Letzairach Eichel Nefesh. The Malacha of Muktzah is not worse than any other Malacha that's Mutal Letzairach Eichel Nefesh. So if you hold of Hoyel, some Meiles, Alts Havor, it's not called Havor Shalei Letzairach. Later you can go and put on a pot of kosher meat on it. Some Meiles, so that's called, there was Havor Letzairach Eichel Nefesh. What he was like is, when he put this pot over the Atzei Muktzeh, so now he's using Atzei Muktzeh, which is a Malacha B'Leisasa called Malacha, Shalei Letzairach Eichel Nefesh. So he's like Atzei Sasa called Malacha. The usage of Muktzeh, Shalei Letzairach Eichel Nefesh, that's called a Malacha. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Apik Avore. And havore taki yonat chayev. V'ayel atzei mukze. And you chayev taki for leisase kol meloche for using mukze. So that means that what he put the pot of bosa b'chol of al eish al atzei mukze, that is like at leisase kol meloche. Let us see Taisvis. Ahavore loy lechayev. The Gemara asked the Kasha, if you say oil, so even though now the Havore was Shalei Letzairach Eichel Nefesh, but Al Toil, it can still end up becoming Havore Letzairach Eichel Nefesh. Mikan Moichiach Rivo, the Rabbi, the Omar, Hoyol, Aino Afilu Lebeishamai Omar. That means we learned before that this Barais is going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai does not hold of Mitoich, and that's why Yochayev and Bishul Boso Becholov and on Havor Lezer Boso Becholov. But Hoyeli does hold. And Be'emison, it's move on. They're mamish two different in Yonim. The Halach of Mitoich is as follows. The Torah said, you're allowed to do a Malach Letzorech Eichel Nefesh. So Bishilu says you don't need Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh. Another Tzeirich is also permissible. It means the Tzeirich said Eichel Nefesh, and Bishilu says another Tzeirich Hayyim is also permissible. That Bishami is Chayla. You need Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh. But what is called Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh? Does Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh mean that you have in front of you a Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, or a possible Eichel Nefesh is also considered Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh? That was the Chiddush of Rabbi. Rabbi said, Hoyu, that a possible Eichel Nefesh is also called a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. So what does that mean to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai, the whole taki, you need a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, but Hoyul makes this a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. That's what the Rivo said. Mikan, Mechiech Rivo, the Rabbi of Mohoyul, and if it will be Beis Shammai, Yoma. Hoyul v'chozi l'tzorech. So the Gemara asked, why are you loike al tzavore, it's chozi l'tzorech. Vloy ay pirchanami kama b'makis apikavor, mishim dekashle or dekama rabbe, chilik melochis l'shabbos, and chilik melochis l'yontes. Later we'll see the Gemara asks this kasha alone. The Gemara says that Rabbah holds that there's no din chilik melochis l'yontes, and if a person does two melochis, he gets one malchus. So some say you have to be mapikavor, because of this problem. There's ein chilek malachas liyant. V'ayel atzim mukze, ha'im olarim, mikoma kim lisne gidanoshe shal nevela, v'lokinami mishom nevela. The Braisa wants to tell us how a person in one pule or in two pules can be over a multitude of avera, so make this a nevela also. So get six malkes. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Va'amalei, pa'atu damre, tzadig moe sakashe, you yourself said, boi minei merav chiz, devom yulo boi minei merav hunem, yuklar v'shayle, heivi se me'efa.
a person went and brought a me'efa. Efa means, Rashi says, me'efa achel umuktzuhu she'ein noy nichnas le'yishuv yomim rab. The seh was pasturing out of the, it was pasturing, and there wasn't oimah to be eaten. And they went and brought a seh. Hevi seh, me'efa, v'shochtoi tomid, b'yontif mal. What is the din? They used this seh for the korban tomid. So you declare the shayla mahu. Declare the shayla. That means, can you use a seh that is mukze? Can you use this for yontif? At amritlon, let us, to avoid confusion, let's just skip over the big one pasuk with the multitude of drushes which are not negay us at the present time. Let's just skip over these drushes and let's go to the end of the sugya. At Amrit or the Gil says Omalei, we learn out the third line and Afmem Chesam Adale. We learn out Mimashke Yisroel, Min Hamutali Yisroel. We learn out from the Posik Mashke Yisroel. This is a Posik Achas Minatsoim Min Amasoim Mimashke Yisroel. Se Achas Minatsoim Min Amasoim Mimashke Yisroel. We learn out the Posik is speaking about the Tnoim that one has to have in order to be a loyal akrovit. So one of the tnoim is mimashke Yisrael. What does mimashke Yisrael mean? Min hamuta li Yisrael, that you can only bring on the mizbeach something which is muta lachilas Yisrael. Mikan omru ein mevien nesochin min atev. You can't bring the sochin min tevel. Why? Because since tevel is also ba'achile li'Yisroel, so it's not mimashke Yisroel. Steht weiter, yochel lo yovi min hamukze. What if a person will bring in the sochin or a kolben that's mukze? Amrit, no. Ma tevel miyuchet she'isa gufay gorem loy. We're only memayit tevel she'isa gufay gorem loy. It alone is not mashki Yisroel. Av kol she'isa gufay gorem loy. Yotza mukze she'in isa gufay gorem loy ele isa dover acha gorem loy. Mukze is not a isa gufay gorem loy. Mukts is not a hefze di sure. It's isa dovaache gomloi, because you weren't making it. So, but it's not an it's not an isa hefze. It's a isa dovaache gomloi. So memele. So it seems that a shaila was asked: are you memayit mukze from a klobe? A kolben that was mukze, that wasn't mina muchen, are you memayit from a klobe? And it was answered, no, we're only memayit something dumye de tevel. It's isa gufay gorem loy. Muktzes, isa ache gorem loy. They want, it's not nismayit. Ve'i amret, zokte gemore, isa muktze di reise. If this would be a reise de kahaloche, mali isa gufay, mali isa dovaracha. What's the difference if it's not loyally Yisroel because So al koponim, from this halacha, we see that the whole, if we differentiate between isa guf and isa davaracha, so it's a raya that the whole isa muktzeh is adarabonim. By adarabonim, we can differentiate between an isa guf and an isa davaracha. So that is the kasha on the Gemara. Gav Ulche, the Minchas Chinuch learns pshat in this Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, Mukze is adarabonon. Mukze is adarabonon. And we're not memayit Mukze because it's an Isor Dovaracha. Weist is a tevel derabonon. Is posel min ha-toyre le-mizbeya. since it's the svelt in Mashke Yisrael. They said the Minchas Chinuch is learns the pashtus of our Gemara that in Iser Darabonon is also not roilim is beyach since Yid can eat it. Felt like the Mashke Yisrael. But in the Darabonon, they differentiated between an Iser Gufoy and an Iser Dovaracha. Al Koponim, that is the Kashe. The Kashe is that, Kashe is, so how could you say Muktzah Zadarai? So we see from over here that Muktzah Zadarabon. Yeah. Now, let us just learn the Rashis on this, and then we'll explain the whole Pasuk. Let us see Rashi. Boy sha'alti me'eifa acho muktzu sheni nichnas l'yishab yomim rabim. Tomid oylo shal tzibu ma'al dikorev. So then we'll go on daf m'chesa medalev. Issa dova acha Shabbos. Ho'atu da'amret ve'ila hina loike. This is later. So this is the Gemara. The Afike Yom asks Amuim de Kekasha. Afike Yom asks that we had just said before that Muktzeh, the Issa Muktzeh, it's a Daraise, but in Yontev, it's not worse than any other Moloche, which Letzeirech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Letzeirech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. So just like you're allowed to burn atzei mukze min atayre, because it's a tzeich eichel nefesh, even though by burning atzei mukze you're being mishtamish with mukze, you're being meichin it, but the tzeich eichel nefesh you're allowed to. So he says lachayre, the person will eat mukze. Let's say he has yayin shel that was mukze, was mukze datay from to use this yayin, and he'll drink this yayin. So in Yontev, in Shabbos could be, this is called a Meloche. Like, he's, by drinking it, he's being making it. That's the Meloche. But in Yontev, if you're allowed to do a Meloche, let's say, Choychel Nefesh, if I want to drink wine, so I'm allowed to drink wine, Shal Mukze. I mean, that was his whole shtick teire, that the Meloche of Achanes Mukze is Mutter, let's say, Choychel Nefesh. Frag der Amore de Kekashe. So he got stuck in this Gemara. This Gemara, they declared a shaila that are you allowed to be makriv a tamid? Are you allowed to use a seh shel mukze for the tamid of yontif? You allowed to use a seh of mukze for the tamid of yontif? So he told them after the whole arichas, he told them dafke tevel not allowed to use. This is a Issa Dovaracha, you're allowed to use. Dov felt nish the Mashke Yisrael. So Mo says, what's the chilek Issa Dovaracha? He said, no. Frekta Fike Yom, it's beautiful. He says, because in Yontev, you're allowed to eat. In Yontev, it is me Mashke Yisrael. If I'll have a ses shel mukze, so I'm allowed to eat it. It's that's called a malacha. L'tzoyrech oichel nefesh. So if I'm allowed to eat it, it's mimashki Yisrael. So that's what the Bereisa said. The Bereisa said, the tevel, I'm not allowed to eat. So memele, I'm not allowed to, I'm not allowed to eat. So memele, it's posel akrove. Mukze, since it's an isel dovarach, it's only awesome because I'm being making it. So memele, I'm allowed to eat it. So I'm allowed to eat it. It felt nish the mashke Yisrael. Azay fek tafike yom. So tafike yom, he says, with this we understand Rashi. Issa dover acher Shabbos. So he says, how did the Shabbos come in? The shaila was by Yontif. He says, the shaila was by Yontif, but they darshan this posik legabi Shabbos. In Shabbos, there's no heter of oichel nefesh. So in Shabbos, they said, that, and so in Shabbos, there's a Issa Meloche to eat Muktzah. There's Loisasa Meloche to eat Muktzah in Shabbos. And there is no Heter of Eichel Nefesh. V'avopiken in Shabbos Gufe, it is called Mimashke Yisrael. So you see, the whole thing is at the Rabbonim. That's how the Afike Yom says Pshat and Agamore.
Now we can go back. So now that's the sugya. Now let's go back to the other drushes which Chazal darshan from this posik se achas min atzoyim min amasoyim. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Se amaloi se v'loi habchir. That there's a lot of drushes we learn out from this pasuk. Se v'loy habchoy, v'loy es habchoy. Zot Rashi, masnisehi. This is a baraisa. The dol shakra de Yecheskel. We're darshening the pasuk in Yecheskel. Gabi kalbonis. V'se. So this pasuk tells us the tnoyim, the halachas, which are applicable. But before Kabbonis, what tnoim you need in order for it to be roi lekol? So the pasuk says, "V'seh achas min atzoyin min amasoyim mimashke Yisrael." You need these tnoim in order to be kosher for Kabbonis. So Rashi weiter, "Seh v'lo yesabchel." The "seh" mashme, the translation of "seh" is mashme she roi liyos bein zocher bein ekev. That it should be such a mean that there's no difference if it's a zacher on a keiver. The kulam bechlal says a pal velosh. Say achas we see. Ubechayer einay ela zacher. So what is the pasuk telling us? So you cannot use a bechayer to use it for a tamid, you want to be magdish. A bechayer for a tamid, you can't. Because a b'chayr is only roi. If it's a zachar, Kedusha's b'chayr is only by a zachar. And it says, said to tell me that you should be able to use something that what it is would not make a difference if it's a zachar on a keiva. And since b'chayr is only by a zachar, so we're mayit from the word said, a b'chayr. You cannot use a b'chayr for a tomit. The loy maisa, you cannot use maisa behema also for a tomit. The maisa behema and a roy lagdishan lakobim acha. You can, that's what the pasuk is telling us. You can't be magdish maisa behema for a different kobim. For hochi mashme, echot, shi yilavad, b'loize sheinibo elo michlal asore. Maisa is 1 out of 10. That's called an echot. That's called 1 out of 10. And some emela, and it has to be an echot, not a 1 out of 10. So we learn out that maisa also you cannot use for a tum. Min atzoyim, so let's see the Gemara weiter. Se, v'loi apchoyer, achas, v'loi maisa. Min atzoyim, v'loi apilgis. Min amasoyim, mi maisa shteimeya ishen ishtairu, beboyer, mikan la'orlo shebeteyle b'masoyim. Zot Rashi. Min atzoyim, V'loi kol atzoyin, miyutahu, lahoitzi pilgis, that a pilgis is not kosher. What is a pilgis? Yotso michlal keves, it is not a keves, ulechlal ayeloibo. Now what is a pilgis? V'hainu, kol choydish shloisha osa. A keves that is 13 months old, so in the 13th month, this whole 13th month, it is not a keves, the keves ben shanahu. That means, if it is a year and a month, then it's called an ayil. So a pilgis is, miklal keves yotso, miklal ayil oy nichnas. So that's, so min atzoyim v'loy kol atzoyim, a pilgis is possible. Min hamosoyim, that this should be from 200. Al kochach an nesochim koi v'koma. The pasuk is telling us, heviu an nesochim olav mina mesoyim. You can bring the nesochim if there's left over 200 parts equivalent to what you're bringing. She yishtairu mosayim beboyer hayay. That is left over 200 parts in the boil. So what does that mean? Mikan lo olo shebetei lebi mosayim. The ilav we're speaking about as follows: that you had yain shel orlo that was meurev in yain shel heter, and there was 201 chalokim. So there was one chalok of orlo and 200 chalokim of heter. So memele, so the pasuk says that if the yayin, after you've taken out the yayin for the nesachim, you still have 200 chalokim left over, so it comes out that the ola that was in this taruvis became bottle b'masayim. The ilav b'she'isa ma'urev boikoi, amai ma'atzrich masayim. So why do you need masayim? Ma'alme b'sifri naftalon shapid ola klai kerem b'teilem b'masayim. The Bemison is a different drosha that ola is bottle b'masayim. Ha'ay mekan lav da'ke lav kan afiyochal ismechtsas. That means that you could learn out from here also the halacha that all is bottle b'mosayim. Let us see Taisvis. Se v'loy habchoyer. Perish bekunteris de se mashma bein zocho u bein nikeve. V'teima da bo'oy la'ayri dein bo nikeve. So, how can you, we're speaking about what is, can be used for an oila, so you say, you need a se, which it says, a zocho on the kevich. I mean, an oila has to be a zocho, so how does the drosha work? So Taisa blives with a kash. Bim taima. Amai itzderich kro shein tomit bo mibchero maisa. Why do you need a special person to tell us that you cannot use is Maisa Behema for the Tomid? In fact, if Taisus it's Boshit, you can't use it for the Tomid. Teipik lei she'ein matonei seim shoveis. The matnois dam and the Mizbeach are not the same. A b'cheiro Maisa is matona echos. And an oilo shtei matonei she'ein arbe. So there are different matonas in Gansen. So memelos of Ashtetzich, you can't use it. So why didn't it's a special drosha? So b'di'evid, one matone would be sufficient for the tamid also. That's we need this drosh. V'oid kosh, ha'ich ye'ose tamid b'b'chayr. How could you make a tamid out of a b'chayr? Ha'ka'ovar mishum kol shemimenu le'ishim hareyu bebal taktiru. The Gemara darshins as follows. Such a kolm, that the loche is, you have to give mimenu le'ishim, you have to give a chelik for the mizbeach. Let's say abchoyer, maisa. So you're makriv the imurim. And the rest is oimed l'achila. So the Gemara darshins from this posik, kol shem mimenu le'ishim. Only a chelik you have to give for ishim, and the rest you have to eat. Harayhu bebal taktiru. So if you're makta the rest, you're over a lav of leisaktiru. Leisaktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. A very interesting way hachazal darshan. If it's mimenu ishel Hashem, so the rest is leisaktiru. It should be eaten. So you're over a lav. So if tachtoisves, how could you ever use a b'chayr for a korban oila? There's a lav to be makta the boso. A b'chayr has to be eaten. It's mimenu leishim is leisaktiru. The Yeshloima emphatizes, given the masik lay l'shem oilo, if he was magdishit for an oilo, din oike din oilo. So fakel to din oilo shaboy makes it, that mimenu leishim. It's kuloy leishim. Fakel, that is a kedushis oilo, it was magdishit for an oilo's permit. So memele, so the shem oilo makes that's kuloy leishim. My time and I'm in Echel in your matonis. Now the kasha matonis is not shver. Since it would have received a shame oilo, so now here's the matonis of an oilo. It doesn't have the matonis of a b'chayr. Because here's not kedushas oilo. The ripirish, the haikho mishtoi bepesach, the posik is not speaking about what you need for a oilo. The Pesach is speaking about what you need for a Pesach. The Siv Bei said to him, the Kamar, Shalo Yevienu Loi De B'chayr, you cannot make a Pesach out of a B'chayr, V'loi De Maisa. So Memele, V'osi Shaper Hashte, the Matin Yisayim, Shoveis, Leitik Shal Kol Shemen Elishim. So Memele, if we want to use a B'chayr for Kolben Pesach, so the Kashas we just asked follow. Number one, Pesach is also matone echos. Abchiv ha-maisa ba-Pesach, they all have one matone. So it's the same matones. Number two, if you want to use it for a Pesach, so you won't be maktil, the rest, you'll only be maktil the imurim. So memelo, so these two kashas follow. Se v'loi b'chayl. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk seh, that you cannot use a b'chayl, you cannot use a b'chayl for either an oil or a korban Pesach. From time of prayer, kama the chgiga, the nafkalon, me b'misas yotcha, the whole dover shebo choy ve'ein abo elamin achulam. Every korban that's a choy, you can only bring it from chulam, you can't bring it from myself. So misas nidvas yotcha. So why do you need this new posik of sevelay b'chayim? Since it's a korban choyve, Pesach, oile, so it's only bo min achulam. V'yishloim v'doch asmachta ba'almei. Don't think it's asmachta ba'almei. Nechanami. It's poshet. It's eini bo ala min achulam. Min amasayim sh'ola b'tele b'masayim nami asmachti. Ach koshet de mamashki Yisrael min amuta li Yisrael drosh egmuri de maikro yalpe kama de menoches de treifa asura li gaboya. So it's very modern. It's this posik. Part of it is asmachta. Part of it is drosh egmuri. That's teis v'sa'orem. The Dvar Shmur brings down stamazer geshmake ha'ore the Sefer Teres Chesed, the Gemara cleared the Shaila if Mukze, if you could use a seh that was Mukze for a Korban Oila. So yes, the Kasha, the Aloch is all Korbanis need Bikur Dalid Yomim Kaidem Hakrove for a Mum. So Memelis, he says, as if you were Mevakrit for a Mum, so it's Ois Mukze. Taker, that shows your intention, you want to use it. So Memele, so then the Kash is really shver. If you say Bikur Zonil Chatchila Dikedin, so he didn't make Bikur, but he brings others hold that Bikur is Ma'akiv B'diyevet. So then it's very difficult to understand the whole Hechetimtze. How could you have a Seh of Mukze to be used for a Korban Oila if you have Bikur? There was Bikur. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'oi. Now we're back again that the Gemara is asking that you can't say Ayel Atzei Mukze because Atzei Mukze is only at the Rabbonot, so you won't get Malkus. But oi, another kasha. V'atu da Amrit Chilek Melochis L'Shabbos Ben Chilek Melochis L'Yontif Ben Chilek Melochis L'Yontif. So Memele, so if the Iser is Atzei Mukze, so it comes out when he's putting the pot down on the Eish, so he's over two Isurim. He's over an Iser of Mevashel, and he's over an Iser of Leisasa Melocha of his Mechin Atzei Mukze. And you said you only get Ein Chilik Melochis B'yomtev. So you only get, so how could you be like Kishtayim? How could you be like Kishtayim? Now here the Kasha is not too bad. We heard before Tosfos brought down the Gemara Malkus proved that it can't be talking about Havore. V'lai ha'ipir chanami koma b'makis apik havore, mishum dakash lai dekoma rabba chilik melochis l'shabbos v'en chilik melochis l'yontif. The Gemara in Makis asks Akasha that how could you say yechayiv al tavore chilik melochis b'shabbos v'en chilik melochis b'yontif. And the Gemara in Makis is a very gishmak Akasha that the Minchas Chinuch asks. V'ashmur brings it down. The halachis is that hasrois mechalkois. The Mishnah says in Makis, if a nozer is drinking wine, and you tell him al tishte ba al tishte, it's one lav of you're not allowed to drink wine, and he's drinking, and you tell him al tishte, and he drinks, and al nochem al tishte, he's continuing drinking. So there's a din hasrois mechalkois. We'll get how many hasrois, so without how many malkus will get. So filu by one lav gufe. If there was two asrois, you'll get two malkus.
So fragt der Minchas Chinuch amir di kekash. The Gemara says that you can't say it's Havorim. That's why the Gemara makes. You can't say it's Havorim because ein chilek malachis biyomte. Fragt der Lecheire da Allah is as follows. You have to be masre toich kidei dibur of the Avera. So when this person went to make the fire, so you tell him, you're not allowed to make a fire because he intends to cook bosa b'cholo. So you tell him, you're not allowed to make a fire. So he made a fire. So get one smalkin. Now when he puts the pot on, so lochayre, you'll tell him you're not allowed to put the pot on. So it's another hassle. So you should get twice malchus. He says, Mistam, it's speaking about also the same thing. It's speaking about that the pot was on the pot was over the eitzim, and when he kindles the eitzim, so he told him, you're making two malachas. He says, that's Mistam of the Posh Tetzir. He says, the pot was over the eitzim already. Or just like by us, the pot is over. When we're speaking about Atzei Muktzeh, so by putting the pot on, so Lecheireis, this is not Muchach that it was in two separate times. The Pashas that could be speaking about, Fakelt, it is speaking that way, that the pot already is over the Eitzim, and it's a pot of Basa B'cholov, and Yemasrim, you know, you're not allowed to do this. This is Tuvi Surim, this Habor Shalei Letzoyrech, this is Bishol Shalei Letzoyrech, or the Shimish Atzei Muktzeh, so it could be not too gefährlich. So, even if they asros machalkis, but make it easy that they made two asros. Pashta she can be masre in one asro or tasa malochet. So it's not too gefährlich. Elo apik havore va'ayil atzei yasherim. So forget about the iser of bishul is not because of yontif. And yontif there's no iser atzhoyol. That's speaking about Muktzeh, because Muktzeh is only Yosemite awesome Rabbonon. It's speaking about it was Atzei Asherim. And by Atzei Asherim, Azorim Mehochev, Ulo Yidbak, Biyotcha, Mu'ume Menacherim. So using Atzei Asherim, Yoiva the Slap. So he's like out Atzei Asherim. Omole Ravache, Breidarov, Labaye, Venilke, Nami, Mishum, Loisovitei Evel Beisecho. Let's get another Malkis. Loisovitei Evel Beisecho. And for the Gemara, Ela Apik Havore, Ba'ayil Atzei Hegdish. That, speaking about that he was using Atzei Hegdish, Ba'azore Mehoche, Ba'asheireyem Tisrefun Be'esh, Leisasun Kein Lashem Alekeche. So, Memele, you are destroying Dvorim HaMukdoshim, you have Atzei Hegdish here, and you're destroying it. So the Malkus is also Sasan Kein Lashem Alekeich. The Rishonim ask a kasha, if it's speaking about Atzei Hegdish, why aren't you oivalt the Issa Me'ila? You're deriving benefit from the Hegdish also. It's a very geshmaket teretz from the Raivet that the Maram Chalava brings down, that since it's speaking about that he's cooking Isurei Hano, so that is not called, he's deriving benefit, it's not called the Her Ahano of a Shavah Puta. I merely need Ahano of a Shavah Puta. So if the whole thing is deriving from this, that he's ending up with Isurei Ahano, which is worthless, so Memele, it's not called he derived Ahano of a Shavah Puta, so there's no Issa Me'ila. Let us see Rashi. Ato da amrit beilo hein aloikin, chilik malochis l'shabashim, oso shtayim behelam echod, oyachas b'shtei alomis, chayiv shtayim, ben chilik malochis l'yontiv, shim oso shtei malochis b'meizid ein aloike shtayim. Oche b'yontiv kamine, v'machayiv alay mishum yontiv tauti, mishum muktzu, mishum evashal gid b'yontiv. Oma romi b'achome, yeh. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Oma romi b'achome. So Rami Bachome said, Hode Rav Chizde ve Rabbe Machloikes to Rabbe Lezer ve Rabbi Yeshua. This Machloikes of Rav Chizde and Rabbe, if there's a din of Hoyol, if there's no din of Hoyol, that's Machloikes Rabbe Lezer ve Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbe Lezer sova omrinen Hoyol, Rabbi Yeshua sova lo omrinen Hoyol. What is again see Rashi? Zot Rashi, Omer Rami Bachome, Hode Rabbe ve Rav Chizde, de fligo gabe yontet, Isharin alay mishum hoyol oiloi, machloikes rabbelez v'rabishuid, rabbelez v'sov amrinen hoyol. Abelezol Yisehoi. So what is the problem of the Afal Gav de Soife Lahafish Achas Mem Lachala? The Maise, this person, well, he's baking 200 bulkalach, and he's going to be mafresh one of them for challah. We're speaking about that the Isa wasn't it makes. The Nimzo Shetorach Bedovo Sheine Roy Lachila. The Maise, he baked one bulkalach, Shaloyla Tzerich Yonte, Afilochem Rinen Hoyo. It didn't have to end up that way by baking one bulkala shalayla tzarech yontif, v'boyle mafrish chodah l'chale. It doesn't have to make a whole bulkala from chale. Ela botza mikol chodah v'chodah. There would be a possibility that each bulkala should be an afil tzarech yontif, tzarech eichol nefesh, by being mafrish chale from each bulkala. So Rabbi Lezer that says that you're allowed to bake it, so he holds, he say hoyo. Rabbi Yeshua saw the loyim rin and hoyo. They lahatel meleches yontif. So Memele, he holds, you don't say hoyo. Vahoyo viboy mitchel ala de lael lekoi rami bachom al hoyo disa meleches yontif. The Gemara already before said that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold oil and Rabbi Lezer holds oil. There the Gemara was speaking about if you have a bal yiro and chomet shal chale. The chale shal chomet. That if you have a bal yiro on that. So Rabbi Lezer holds, you are over bal yiro, oil boy mitchell Allah, so it's called shaloi. And Rabbi Yeshua holds you not over. So that you don't need Rami Bachomet. The Gemara said this before. Rami Bacham is speaking about the hoyel to be matter the afir. So Rabbi Eliezer holds hoyel, you see, could be matter the afir. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold the hoyel. Omer Rapope, so Rapope asked Rami Bacham with Dilme, how do you know that that's the machloikis? Maybe Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold hoyul, but do mat kan leikoma Rabbi Lezer osam rinin hoyul, ele de beidne de ka aile le tanure kol chode ve chode chozi le le didei. Here you don't need hoyul. Here, every bulkula that he puts in, there's a possibility this could be oimid loichul nefesh. So this is a potential oichul nefesh for him. He has to be mafresh chala, but this one doesn't have to be chala. So each one is a potential eichel nefesh. In such an eichel nefesh, everyone holds. Abel hoche, abel rab is eichel nefesh. That for him, it's not chazi. De lo eichenu de chazi, or di day lo eichazi. Eima hochi nami, eima hochi nami, do emrin en hoyo. So here we see klar that the tzir of rabbi is de lo di day lo eichazi. That he can eat it. He's speaking about that he ate the sud already. So memela l'didei loichazi. Then emoch anami d'lemrin en hoyo. Let us see Rashi. So Rapopi said, elo d'bi nedai l'lei, ke l'mei me b'chol chod, b'chod d'chazi lei, b'lav hoyo, b'chol chod, ke mei mezu loi teichal, avo locha d'lo oich, en d'chazi v'rei daim loi zimin lei. Aber in Rabbi's case, he didn't invite yet the oichim. Les loi hoyo l'mishrei l'Rabbi Lezer, could be Rabbi Lezer does not hold hoyo. So memele, so it's not muchach like Rami Bar Chome. Omer Rav Shishi b'reid Ravidi, v'du meloi hi, at kan loi kom, Rabbi Yeshua osam lemrin en hoyo. Could be Rabbi Yeshua also holds hoyo, but over there you don't say hoyo, ela dike chodod loi chozi loi lo di dev loi loi. By chalem, if you look at all, he's baking 200 bulklach. Now in these 200 bulklach, there's one that is zicher anafiyah shaloy letzairach. So memele, so Rabbi Yeshua holds, you're not allowed to bake 200 bulkalach, knowing that you are baking, even though I don't know which one it is, but I do know one out of these 200 is anafiyah shaloy letzairach. Abol hochi dechazi miyis la'uchim, so therefore you're not allowed to bake it. Abol hochi dechazi miyis la'uchim, Eima ochinami amrinen hoyo. Could be, but in the case of a oifim yontav lechoyo, that it's chazi lo'ichim, So it could be Rabbi Shua also holds Hoyle. How did you say the Rami Bar Chama that Rabbi Shua does not hold Hoyle? So Rashi, V'loy Chozi, loy Ledidei, V'loy Lo'ichem. In the case of our Mishnah, it's not Roy for anybody. V'harei Soifoy, Little Achas L'chal. That means we know he's Zichen not going to be Boitzeya from each Bukala. He's going to take off one. Shein Derech Livtzoya B'kol Achas. So Mimele, so we know klar that this is going to end up that there will be an afiyah shaloi letzoich eichel nefesh. So there Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're not allowed to do it. Avalache de kulu chazu loichin, but here there is a possibility that it will end up letzoich eichel nefesh. Va'oichin shchich, oichin ashchich, amrinen hoyel mishchai. So the Gemara wants to say over here that Rav Shisha wanted to say could be that Rabbi Yeshua also holds of Hoyl. Rabbi Yeshua holds of Hoyl. But in the case of our Mishnah, it's worse than Hoyl because I know Klo that there will be an Afiyah Shalei Letzorech. So Rashi asks now Akash. Vikasha Hoda Omar Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yeshua holds Hoyl. Vikasha Hoda Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Leizel Chomet Shemizorin. Rabbi Yeshua said that you're not over Bal Yeroh on this Chometz. Alma less lay hoyul viboy mitchul ala filo lechum. We see he doesn't hold toil. If he would hold toil, we over Bal Yeroh. So filo lechum he doesn't hold toil. V'cholshken hoyul da hochelekum. So trashi lay domi. V'hashtem miyo lavdi dehu. V'kach shamati. So l'chayre Rashi means to say as follows. It matters what you have to accomplish with the hoyul. That means, by Bal Yeroh, you have to say, well, the Rabbi Yeshua taught that it's not his chometz. It's chala, it's not his, it's not the Ghanim's. So there's no Bal Yeroh. So I want to say, hoyel, I can make it mine. Hoyel, that you can make something yours, does not make it yours. That means, by Bal Yeroh, you need shaloi. So it's not shaloi. I could make it mine. So if a kerta, but that way, it could make it mine, does not mean that it's shaloi already. Masha'inkin over here by Yontev, you only need a purpose of Eichel Nefesh. That means it has to be cooked Letzoyrech Eichel Nefesh. It doesn't have to be eaten up L'maiser. So for Kelte, there's a potential purpose of Eichel Nefesh because Eichel might come. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That means it matters to say that he does hold toil or he doesn't hold toil. It matters what the Hoyle has to accomplish. If the Hoyle has to make it Shaloi, so he holds Hoyle doesn't make it Shaloi. If the Hoyle can only give it a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, so then it could be thus hold Hoyle. V'kach shomati, u'megamgem libi alo. Rashi doesn't like this teretz. That means if he holds Hoyle, so he shouldn't differentiate. V'nire be'inai, de'ein Hoyle bazeh. So now Rashi is going to make a whole new pshat in the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. That means if Rabbi Lezer holds that Hoyle can make it Shaloi, Rabbi Shua also holds Hoyle, then he should hold Hoyle also. So now Rashi wants to say that no one holds Hoyle to make something that ain't Shaloi Shaloi. So Tashi says the perish akosul the reisha the shmait oil boy mitchela lo legosin. So Rashi wants to be moichik now the whole beginning of the Gemara and the Daf Vav Amud Beis. Elohochi galsin. The Gemara, let's see the Gemara 1 minute and the Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Laima b'teves hano kemiflagi, the Rabbi Lezer sov b'teves hano moment. So therefore he's oiva an chala shal chomet. Rabbi Yeshua sov b'teves hano einamon. Loi, the kul alma sovri toivis hana ain a moment. So according to everyone, you're not over. Bahoche, bahoyel, kamiflegi. So we're going as fight. And I'm blessed to say bahoyel, the boy yitchel. I'm sure some of them read in hoyel. Now Rashi stopped over here. Bahoche, bahoyel, kamiflegi. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi says as follows. Allah he got seen.
Rabbi Leza Sava Amrinen Hoyo, Rabbi Shua Sava Loy Amrinen Hoyo, Vahochi Perushe. Rabbi Leza Sava Shori Lafoisa, the Machloik is Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua is not if you're over Bal Yero. According to everyone, you're not over Bal Yero, because Tavis and Noah ain't no more. Vahochi Boyle Kamiv Legi if you're allowed to bake it. Vahochi Perushe, Leza Sava Shori Lafoisa, Vahochi Gam the Saves of Ikechod, and Loy Chosilei. Ein kann ich sagen, Allah, ich habe auch Chodem Chodem Chosilei, der Motzla Mishkol Mikol Chodem Pute. So die Gemara, before was a letter like Rami Bachome. Rabbi Yeshua is so, am Rinen Hoyo, der Seifel Litel Achas Vem Lechale, Hilke Kiv de Tevis an Ein Eman, mein Bilei Over Olei, Menachta Ata Erev, Ve Yisrefenach.